that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that soul. Drive that funky soul. They're doing it by the beach. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. Let your body pop, and let your feeling flow. Raise up, get yourself together, and drive that funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, drive that funky soul. When I say Pisces, holla, and drive your funky soul. When I say Gemini, you drive that funky soul. Breathe up, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. Slaughter, get on up, get yourself together, drive that funky soul.
Greetings, we are back. This is KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. Right now you are tuned into Beam Radio. We are back after a long-awaited hiatus for about a month. Also, I figured out how to work the boards on my own, by myself, so there is no Baba and no Ia, just me in the studio today by myself. So, also want to say the station or one of the towers was struck by lightning the other day, so we are operating at low power right now. So if we cut in and out or you can't hear us or something like that, that's just because we're operating at a lower, low power FM. But yeah, first show back. This playlist isn't really, the first playlist I made for this show was kind of sad, honestly. It was sad, but it was also like good music, just because I was just in a place where it was like, okay, felt a little down. Also, this Saturn in retrograde and also the eclipse, I think, has everybody who is like, you know, into astrology, and even if you're not, has everybody feeling kind of out of whack. I definitely have been feeling that very hard. But we will get right into the show. I forgot to close the door, so I'm trying to make sure that you guys can hear me well. However, we are going to get right into the first song, Poverty's Paradise. It's a classic. If you ever heard Kendrick's, what is it? What song is it? I think it's Fear, where he has Poverty's Paradise, and it's sampled. You'll hear it when it plays. Thank you guys for listening. This is Beam Radio.
Said something once about some kind of paradise where everything would be nice
poverty,
and together
paradise.
But I'll be damned if I can find it. I've grown up into adulthood now, and I don't seem to be able to find my way to anything, much less somebody's paradise. One thing for sure, I like to go to sleep just once on a full stomach. I get mighty tired of these belly wrinkles, dig? And my babies, I don't know what I'm gonna do about them. I've run out of ways to keep them fed. You used to be I could find a way when there wasn't any way.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be
Juma Parham, and we are back. I like I said, I made this playlist kind of when I was like in a lower space and I was just feeling like listening to some more deeper sounding sad songs, so but I did mix in some very uplifting songs as well because that's just a part of it. The reason I would say is that like over the past, I'll say May, I was feeling like very unmotivated and kind of defeated with Beam. And if you don't know, Beam Radio is an effect of me owning Beam Organics, which is my skincare and also like wellness brand. I'm incorporating right now things, my passion, which is herbalism and plants and stuff of that nature. And before that, I had just made a body cream that's, you know, made out of natural ingredients, stuff like that, of course. Anyway, Beam Radio is a spinoff of that. I have been doing radio on and off for the past almost 3 years now. My father, Kwame Abdul-Bey, made me do Fat Lip when he ran the radio station 98.9 Lower Power FM and it was a student oriented radio station. So I did that, and then we also did J Stone Vintage Soul here with my family for a while, on and off, until I kind of just got unmotivated to do that too. I just started being more awkward on the radio, instead of just doing what I was doing on Fat Lip, which is kind of like talking and not thinking about it. I think I became more self-aware and kind of self-conscious as I was getting to my teen years, so I stopped wanting to be on the radio. But now I'm 21. And I honestly enjoy it, and I think it's a great way to make connections and build up what I already have built up and just continue on with my passion. And I love music, so this is just a part of it. Like I said before, I was feeling defeated with Beam, unmotivated, unsure about my future. I don't have a regular 9-to-5. I am not in school or any college of that nature. And my family, they expected that of me. It's a lot of things they expected of me, and I don't really meet those expectations as far as that's concerned. And so I feel pressure to perform at a level that, honestly, no regular 21-year-old is going to perform at. So I be putting a lot of pressure on myself to do these things and to perform at this level. And I have to realize that, take a step back and just kind of see, like, you know, all that I ask for is in front of me. All that I want and out of life and everything like that, I have started. You know, I have started laying the groundwork for what I truly love to do and like my passion, which is just to honestly be as creative as I can be. And in whatever area that is, like, I have a lot of talents. I have a lot of creative outlets that I've done. And I haven't tapped back into since being a child, honestly. My mama will tell you that I used to, like, do music, used to write music. I always was good with, like, drawing and with, like, visual art. And then I was really good at the poetry and stuff like that. I was really good with words. I still am really good with words. I just stopped. When life got hard for me when I was a teen, I just kind of stopped doing anything that I was passionate about, which most people do when they get depressed. And so that was very intrusive, but I just kind of want to share that because it's just how I've been feeling. And I want you guys to feel comfortable if you are young. I hope that my young listeners are listening right now and that it's okay to be at that point, and that don't add any more pressure to yourself. You know, like, if you were doing bad, you know, then you would feel 100 times worse, I feel. And, like, your life would look a lot more bleak, you know. As long as you're trying, then that's all that matters. And I had to realize that myself too. Like, you know, for me, I'm spiritual, so, like, I have guides, I have my ancestors that I talk to, my spirit team, God, and everybody else, the Most High above. And, like, whenever I get in this mode, I'm always reminded, like, you're exactly where you need to be, you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. Stop expecting anything else and stop comparing your progress to anybody else's progress. That's another thing too, like, social media makes it very hard for us to not compare ourselves, because it's people that's our age that are, like, living six-figure lives and just, you know, take care of their family, X, Y, and Z. And I know we all want those things, but you gotta think about the cards that they were dealt, and we're all dealt different cards, and that's okay. Like I said, an anecdotal thing, I'll come back and tell you guys, like, what reminded me about basically who I am and what I have to offer in my time here on this earth. And also that I'm doing good. I think that sometimes, I know I love my mother, and she's always telling me, like, you're doing great, this and this and this, don't worry about nothing. But that's my mother, so she's always supposed to tell me that. And so I expect that of her. But sometimes I feel like I don't really have I guess you could say a mentor of some sort, someone to look from the outside in to tell me, you know, those things. And I don't really need that. Like, I looked for that when I first started in January, on my spiritual journey. I was just, like, trying to manifest a mentor. And I got a couple, but they always, like, the couple that I got literally told me, they're like, you do enough on your own. Like, you don't really need, I mean, you, they told me some pointers, you know, they told me some things I needed to know because I wouldn't have known, you know. But other than that, they were like, you have a natural knack for everything that you're doing. So, like, just keep going, man. Don't stop. And so for me, that was confirmation as well. It was like, okay, well, I'm enough and I can guide myself. And just because I may feel like I'm not the best at decision making doesn't mean that I can't get better or that I can't seek out people who can help me and just, you know, seek wisdom for people that I trust. So, yeah, we're about to get into the second half of the show. The song before was Feel No Pain by Sade. And the song before that was Fast Car, Tracy Chapman. And then it was Poverty's Paradise by 24 Karat Black. So now we're going to get into Mr. Wendell by Arrested Development.
Have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Esther pulled my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to diss society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far, and we got too far, cause of him we've walked. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I bid you dignity to stand with pride, realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell.
Here's for the people.
Family, family,
the smartest dummies. Carry the language of Egyptian mummies. And a flag or a moon. And can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youths, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But say the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media pillages. On TV the picture is savages and villages. And the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids. Stereotyping the image of the images. And this is what the image is. You buy a khaki pants and all of a sudden you are say a Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all that we'll ever show. Fans in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them still can't defeat and them could have never clown. My spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Sabali, that's patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you give a that? Discovering a world before this world, a world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It gets no realer.
We born unknowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser? Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again everybody would have started love. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when we start running. And the rich get stitched up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you re-signs? Can you re-stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive? It's all odds now.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born?
And we are back. This is Beam Radio with Juma Simone on KBF 88.3, the voice of the people. So like I was saying, I had a little anecdotal evidence to show to talk to you guys about as far as like what I was shown and what always happens whenever I get into this mode of just kind of like self-doubt, basically. And when I went to my friend's house, there were two girls there, and they were like, we love Beam, and like your Beam cream, I had eczema on my hand, and the eczema is, look at my hand, like it's completely gone, and like I had eczema on my eyes too, and I used a face cream on my face, and it's completely gone. And y'all, this honestly, like, it was backhanded, because like I love that she was telling me this, but at the same time I was like, dang, like why you ain't just take no pictures for me, please, like please send me pictures. Like if you're listening and you use Beam Organics products, please do your girl a favor, do before and afters. I will give you a discount, baby. I'll give you anything you ask me for, basically, if you do this for me, please. Anyway, let's go back to the story. She was like, she said it helped her eczema. And then her homegirl next to her was like, yo, like the lavender is so relaxing. Like, I love how it smells, like how it makes my skin feel. Like, you really did the thing on this cream, girl. She's like, I am like a forever customer, basically. And I was like, oh, you know, of course that just boosted me, because like I hadn't been working, like I hadn't been motivated to work on it literally in 2 weeks. Like, and I felt so bad for not wanting to do it, but it's like with Beam, it's like my energy has to be right spiritually, like for me to even touch a product, to make a product. with Beam, because it's like the way that I do things is I listen to frequencies and, you know, positive chants and things of that nature when I'm making the products, and I try to put that energy into my products so that that way you guys feel it, as long as well as, you know, the quality of the plants and the butter and stuff like that that you are putting on your skin. I feel like that's what separates me from most skincare products, is that I'm a small business, and like I do everything with intent of to heal. Like all of the products are made to heal some aspect of something or ailment you may have. That's why I'm doing the teas right now. So we have the new Immune Boost tea and we have the Happy Womb tea. I'm doing a little promo. And both of those teas, y'all can check out. They are up now. Read the description. Let us know what you think. I won't go too deep into that. But as I was saying, those two girls really helped me be motivated. And I was like, y'all just leave me reviews, stuff like that. But that really helped me. It was like, okay, thank you. And they always say, like, people that are around you are basically, you know, the universe and spirit in physical form. You know, there's things that you may ask for or you may need, and people that are close to you, people that, you know, come up to you. I know everybody had that experience where it's like someone be like, hey, I was called to tell you this, or I was called to do this for you. You know, that's God working, you know, in your favor, because you asked and you were doing what you need to receive. So that's what you receive in other people, because we're all connected. So that's what happened for me. And then also one of those mentors that I had attracted earlier this year, she is a friend of my dad. And so my dad called, he texted me and was like, you need to talk to so-and-so. You know, she's been watching Beam go from where it began into now, and she really wants to invest. Mind you, this is a woman who is a serial entrepreneur. She's successful. She has a very hip school in Atlanta. I will talk about that more later, because it's amazing school and I really want to put her on and say shout out to her, because she's an amazing dynamic woman. But she has a school, and so this is a woman who is a serial entrepreneur who has started multiple six-figure businesses before, and had to chill out because she had a daughter, stuff like that. But she's a very successful woman, and she's telling me she wants to invest in my business, you know, something that I felt doubtful about, something that I felt like I couldn't even do anymore for whatever reason, you know. And so that just also boosted me as well. She was like, you need to come to Atlanta as soon as you can. We're going to sit out some time and we're going to get to it, you know, because I really believe in your product. Your product's amazing. Like, it helps my daughter's eczema. It helps my eczema. All these things, you know. Also, please, y'all. It hurts my heart to hear it whenever people tell me, like, this healed my. And no one wants to tell me until they see me in person, you know. But anyway, it's okay. Those things, it's always the little things. Little things are needed sometimes, and we have to pay attention to those things too. That's one thing that helps build your intuition and your discernment, is always paying attention to what's going on around you, because you might have already gotten the answer you're asking for, but you missed it because you're not paying attention. And so for me, I was just sad, but I was definitely paying attention because I had no choice. I just feel like I needed an answer. And so I got it. And so I'm keep pushing, keep going, doing as much as I can, as much as I know how, and also learning so that I can build and be bigger and better. Because like I said, I don't go to school right now. I don't have a 9-to-5. I do have a little side hustle job, but I don't have a 9-to-5. So what's expected of me isn't necessarily what my family got, you know. But I will say, my ancestors, what they expect of me, I have exceeded. And so that's all I can really care about. You know, I always get confirmation from them. Like, you know, they always show me love. They always let me know, like, you're fine. Don't worry about them. Worry about you. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, we know that you are guided internally and you have to focus on that and always hear us. And so that for me is always and has been my lesson, is to listen, because I let self-doubt and, you know, other things get in the way of that connection between me and source. And that's a problem. And I think that's something that we all struggle with, especially at this age, because it's so much we feel like we should be doing. But whatever you know you are to do is what you should be doing, no matter what anybody thinks. So thank you guys for listening. And we are about to get into the third part of the show. The song before was Patience by Nas and Damian Marley. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. And when I first found it again, I just kept playing it over and over again, because there's so much knowledge in that song. And I know Damian's accent is strong, but if you listen, you'll hear what he's really saying. And I hope you guys go and read the lyrics for that song. But it is Patience by Nas and Damian Marley. And then before that was Mr. Wyndham. Now we're going to get into the second half, which is more like, you know, uplifting beats.
Loving your body, baby. Girlie, what need to me?
We are back with a quick intermission just before I switch the vibes because it is going to go into alternative and I don't want you guys to be like, oh my God, what is this? The next song will be Willow, Transparent Soul. I'm sure you guys, if you're young, you've heard of it. Willow Smith, she has completely switched on over into the lane that she is fully in, which is alternative. And we all love it. I love to see her do what she does, which is be versatile. So this is what's going on next. And then after that will be Ain't It Fun by Paramore.
You can ring anybody's bell and get what you want. See, it's easy.
This is Beam Radio on KBF 88.3, the voice of the people. If y'all haven't noticed, I be having like mouth farts. Like sometimes words come out the way they're not supposed to come out. And it's because my brain moves faster than my mouth. So it's like a constant thing. I'm working on it. And that's what the radio was for. Hopefully by the end of the summer, I'll have worked that out and slowed down just by being on the radio and just doing little things here and there. But this is Beam Radio. You guys have been tuned in on 88.3 KBF, the voice of the people. This is usually Jay Stonevich's Soul. This is the slot for Jay Stonevich's Soul. So if you guys are like, what's going on? Where is Jay Stonevich's Soul? I am their daughter. I am Baba and Ia's daughter. And they let me use this slot the second of every month and the second Tuesday of every month and the last Tuesday of every month. So if you love them more, then tune in. Oh, no, there's 2 days. If you love me more, then tune in on these Tuesdays. Anyway, that was the last song was Khalees, Digital World. That's one of my favorite songs. I love Khalees. Honestly, she is everything I aspire to be. She's living the life right now. If you guys haven't seen her little Harper's Bazaar, I think it was like a article where she was like on a farm and saying all the things she does and how much she does with her hands, all these things she creates. I just love it. And that's exactly what I want to do and where I want to be at the end of life. Not the end of life, but really in the middle. Before that was Ain't It Fun by Paramore. And before that was Willow Smith, Transparent Soul. I personally want to say something on that. I don't understand why people, or specifically why Black people, try to make it seem like we aren't the creators of rock, and that's like we've made every lane. Like most of the lanes of music we have created, so there should be no surprise when a young artist comes out, and that was usually an alternative, like singy-songy type person, changes it up to rock. And she also had a whole band with it's her boyfriend called The Anxiety, and they have a whole album. So I just that's like alternative. So I just be confused with people, because y'all know dang well that we are creative and that we're going to express ourselves in any way that we can. That song is a great song, and open your mind, man, at this point. Anyway, This show is about to come to conclusion. I really appreciate you guys for listening. Like I said, we are on every second Tuesday and last Tuesday. This is Beam Radio. Beam Radio is a spinoff or a activity that the owner of Beam Organics does to just boost and also set myself apart from other brands. Because, like, who do you know that owns a skincare brand doing a radio show every week? Or not every week, but, you know, doing a radio show, period. Like, nobody. So it just helps. I really hope you guys enjoy. Give me some feedback on my page if you are from my page. If you're not, you can also go to my page, any page on Facebook, Beam Organics, BEAMORGANIX. It's an X, not a CS, an X. And that's on Instagram as well, Beam Organics with an X. And you can DM me, any of that nature, and I will reply, most likely. And I really love to hear what you guys think. Again, we weren't operating at the full power today, so I didn't want to do phone calls. But best believe, at the end of the month, we will be doing phone calls. You guys can call in. We'll probably talk about something that'll be worth calling in about as well. I love everybody who listens to this show and who tunes in, all my friends and all people on social media that tell me they listen. Thank you so much. I will be posting this show on all of the podcast platforms. So if you have an iPhone, get the podcast app and just look up J-Stone 50 Soul, and you will see the latest shows, and you'll see Beam Radio, and that'll be my specific shows you can listen to. And you can also listen to my parents' stuff. It's really nice. They have real good music from all over, and it's soul, so it's vintage too, so it's rare. A lot of that stuff is like in the stacks, like you probably never heard of before ever, but it's still fire. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Be smart. Be safe and be smooth. I hope you guys have a beautiful day. We are ending the show with World of Reggae by Enig Kamuzi. Oh, also an announcement. I will be at the Main Street Trading Post. Beam Organics will be at the Main Street Trading Post June 26th. And you guys come out and show love, support. I will not be vending at any of the Juneteenth events because I didn't even know about all that stuff that was going on, honestly. And that's my fault. I should have definitely been on that more. But I will be there, though, because got to celebrate Juneteenth, you know. So, yeah, closing out the show with World of Reggae. Hope you guys have a beautiful day. And thank you for listening again.
With my daughter, eh. World of reggae music on ya, eh. Never left ya, never know, sir, eh. Now just be nice and hold your space. I won't entertain no more disgrace. With my daughter, eh. World of reggae music on ya, eh. Lord, I thirsty, give me water, eh. Showing how man feels. rocking with me daughter. I never left ya, never know, sir.